DK Brainerd, and you're listening to the Stars for the People podcast here on EmpowerRadio.com, empowering you. Stick around because we're going to, as usual, talk about a whole lot of different things in a pretty short period of time, all directly or indirectly related, as the case may be, to this week's astrology. So this is the podcast for the week of April 26th, 2010. Mercury is retrograde in the sign of Taurus. We have a full moon on Wednesday the 28th in the opposite sign, the sign of Scorpio. And this Mercury retrograde and the Scorpio full moon are both getting involved with Mars and Leo, which has been sort of an ongoing underlying theme of sometimes irritability, sometimes excitement, sometimes anger, sometimes aggression, sometimes the need to act out and show off. So we're going to cover all of those little astrological goings-on. And, you know, I'd like to just say that this is a weird time in the universe. If I could channel Bill Walton, the great center for the Portland Trailblazers. This is a weird time to be alive in the universe, Marv. His play-calling partner, Marv Albert, back in the good old days. Bill Walton, the great deadhead, former NBA star and announcer, putting a philosophical spin on things. And really, in a way, it's the only way we're going to get through this week with a modicum of dignity is to sort of remain philosophical about things. So we'll start out with the Mercury retrograde. Mercury is in full force going backwards now. And this week, Mercury is in a situation which is called combustion, which is when Mercury is within, the range varies, but basically within about 8 degrees of the sun. And Mercury actually sticks closer to the sun most of the week. And the image of combustion is that Mercury's energy, so Mercury's the archetype of mind and of how we think and communicate on a rational mind level, is that Mercury's energies are actually burned up by the heat of the sun. And what does this mean practically? Practically, it means that we can find it hard to think, and hard to think clearly. And I don't know about you, but I've been experiencing that since the beginning of this retrograde period that effectively launched, about a week ago now, along with the other more external or typical Mercury effects, you know, that quite frankly I don't write about probably as much as I ought to, because I get bored with writing the same thing over and over. You know, don't buy new big ticket items and back up your computer software and, you know, watch out for traffic snafus and all that stuff. But really, during this retrograde, just in the last week, you know, I was sitting with my friend about to watch a movie on her computer in New Orleans, and the computer just suddenly out of the blue died. Operating system not found. My fiance took her car to the mechanic. The mechanic said he fixed it, and she drove away and the same thing was happening and nothing had changed. So she took it back to the mechanic a few days later, and the power was out for the whole side of the city where the mechanic shop is. So, you know, very Mercury stuff. As I was flying back from New Orleans on Monday, the automatic ticket kiosks were off in New Orleans. When I got to Atlanta to change planes, the clock on the that tells you how fast the shuttle train will be there was wildly fluctuating, going back and forth and never actually counting down to zero. On and on. I mean, the giant computer failure due to some problem with the McAfee antivirus system. So, you know, all those things are real, and I do tend to ignore them maybe more than I should. At the same time, you know, I got a letter from a reader this week who said, wow, I just bought a house and I didn't know all these Mercury retrograde warnings. So thanks for telling me, but it's too late. What do I do now? And, you know, the thing is, we can't stop living just because Mercury is retrograde. We I feel like at times you're going to have to buy something, you're going to have to get something fixed. You know, you can't stop, just completely stop thinking or talking to people. So we do the best we can with it. But just know that this week, Mercury is not in a really particularly strong place in Taurus anyway. Taurus being much more about the physical experience of life, whereas Mercury is about the mental experience of life. And then when you add into that the combustion to the sun, you know, it just kind of makes for a difficult week as far as getting in the mindset that certain things have to happen. So we set up these mental egoic expectations that in order for me to be happy or for this week to be a success or blah, 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 whatever the case may be, this has to happen and this has to happen. And then there's usually a time element in there too. You know, they have to happen in this certain timing. And if we're attached to those ideas this week, we are likely to be extremely frustrated and disappointed. Okay, so there's the Mercury retrograde. Wednesday morning, full moon in Scorpio. And we're actually going to feel this on the East Coast or in the continental U.S. It's going to be the strongest probably on Tuesday night. By Wednesday night, the full moon will have passed. Full moon in Scorpio, what's that about? Well, full moon always brings what has been hidden or what has been operating on an unconscious level out into the light of consciousness in some way. So, you know, hence the emergency rooms being filled up on full moons, as, you know, some people who are maybe a little, hopefully a little less stable than you and I are, you know, have been thinking about knifing somebody or getting into a fight or whatever on an unconscious level, but maybe not fully aware of it. And then the full moon hits and bam, you know, these impulses just kind of get pulled out of us by that peak energy of the full moon. Scorpio is the detective of the zodiac, the psychotherapist, the fearless explorer of dark underbellies and dark underworlds. Scorpio is not satisfied with outward appearances. Scorpio is motivated to go all the way to the root of whatever is going on in order to understand where the energy currents are flowing, where the power is stored, where the machinery that sort of turns the gears in the above ground world is, where is that housed and how does it operate? And so with the Scorpio full moon, Scorpio is a very secretive sign as well. And one of the things I think we're going to find wherever this shows up in your chart is that some secrets are going to be coming out. The interesting thing with Mercury combust of the Sun in Taurus, you know, the opposite sign, so Sun and Moon are always opposite each other at a full moon, is that we may have a bit of a hard time explaining what we somehow intuitively or emotionally know at the full moon. And that may make that a difficult time, you know, if you feel like, wow, I just realized that my partner is, you know, married to somebody else in Florida and has been for the last 15 years. That's what comes out at the full moon. You know, there may be this kind of sense of mental overwhelm that accompanies that. Like, okay, well, you know, what on earth do I do about that? Okay, the third thing that makes this such an interesting week, and I'm going to say challenging in a lot of ways, is that both the Sun and Moon make a square aspect to Mars and Leo. So squares are dynamic energy. If you think of two cars meeting, you know, sideways at an intersection, one of them's got to give. One of them's got to give way to the other one. And at the same time, if you have two forces meeting at a 90-degree angle, you're creating a vector. So you're creating all this tension that eventually leads to movement of some sort. So in the material world, in the four-square world, we need squares. But they can tend to be challenging energy. It's sort of the energy of a crisis that precipitates action. And what is Mars in Leo about? Well, Mars is the planet of anger, of the warrior nature. Leo is the sign of kings and queens, of the eternal child, of actors and actresses. It's the ultimate sign of self-expression, of look at me, of, as my little Leo daughter says, all the time now, 400 times a day, ta-da! You know, she's just drawn something, or who knows what is going on, jumped from one mat in the kitchen to the other mat, ta-da, look, Dad, ta-da! And that's so Leo. Mars, along with Saturn, is one of the malefic planets of the zodiac. And Mars energy seems to be one of the most difficult energies to handle for most of us. And so one of the things that I would say to be aware of at this full moon is, how am I doing with anger? How am I doing with psychologically projecting my unexpressed anger, and this can go way, way back to the past. Wherever Mars shows up in your chart, you can look back to at least Christmas, which is about the time that Mars turned retrograde. Mars is now moving forward, but still rather slowly, which tends to make it act badly. It's not acting at its best. So whatever area of your chart that is, look back and notice what you've been feeling or struggling with, at least going back to Christmas. And that's where the energy of this full moon is likely to want to come bursting out. So if you're an Aquarian, you've got Mars in your seventh house. Seventh house is relationships. The energy of this full moon is going to, and this full moon is 10th house career. You've got Mercury retrograde in your fourth house, problems at home. That energy is going to want to come bursting out through that Mars in the seventh house. So what do we do? I've got these problems at home or with one of my parents. All of a sudden, this full moon brings an unexpected or sort of latent opportunity to the forefront in my career. I've got a chance to get out there and shine. But I've got all this stuff to deal with at home. I'm stressed out. What do I want to do? Bam, Mars in the seventh house. I want to take it out on my partner. That would be a good example. So, it's a lot to roll with. And I think I'm going to leave it there for now. I'm dealing with a little sick Leo this week. And, energy sort of at a premium. So, it has been weird times. But, pay attention to what comes out, what is revealed. That's always, as my friend, the wonderful psychic J.J. Norman in Minneapolis says, it's always better to know. The clarity is always going to help us in the long run. So even if what comes out this week may be difficult for us to deal with, or it may force us to get in touch with some repressed anger or resentment energy, in the long run, we're going to be better off. We're going to be more powerful. We're going to be stronger for doing this. I hope you have found this useful and enjoyable. This is astrologer DK Brainerd saying, come on over to wordsforthepeople.com and get your free in-depth horoscopes every Monday. Come and join us on Facebook, Words for the People, fan page on Facebook. Join the community there. And until next week, may you go with the stars.